Residents of Middle put the four candidates seeking their vote in the general election through their paces last night. Almost 170 people packed around School Hall at the first of two public meetings in the constituencies. They had some serious island-wide issues on their minds as well. Marion Kenny was there.
Weighty topics were the focus of almost every question posed by voters in Middle. They followed the set-piece statements from Keys hopefuls William Bowers, Paul Crane, Howard Quayle and Bill Shimmins, ranging from Brexit, work permits and the housing market to mental health care, abortion and renewable energy, there was barely a local gripe in sight. Only one query over pedestrian safety on the main road in Glenvine and Union Mills brought the debate to Middle's backyard, with solutions ranging from a covered footbridge to an underpass. So what did the voters make of it?
Yeah, there were some interesting issues in terms of especially the fact that they didn't get preparation in terms of knowing the questions beforehand. So it was almost like answering it on their feet. So you got a good degree of how they actually feel about individual subjects and what they would do if they got into got elected into an MHA.
Yeah, and how's tonight swayed your opinion as to who you might vote for?
I think you've got a good sense of what the candidates are about and what their position is on individual issues. So it's certainly something that you get to know the candidate a lot better in a position like this rather than if they were just on your doorstep. So I think it's very useful.
What did you think of the meeting?
Very good indeed. I enjoyed it, yes. It was very comprehensive and I thought all the candidates spoke well.
Has it determined who you'll vote for?
Yes. But I'm not going to say.
No, but is it the same person that you thought it would be when you came in?
One of them is, and the other is not.
A lot of ground covered tonight. A lot of sitting ducks to be knocked down, that's for sure. A lot of the candidates quoted from their manifestos as opposed to answering questions. I would have preferred a more open meeting where there were where there was interaction with the audience.
Yeah. It was interesting to see the candidates put on the spot and ask some quite awkward questions and to see how quickly they thought on their feet and where they were keen to admit that they didn't know and also come through with what they did know. There are two main issues that conflict on the island. One is energy and environmental developments, and the other one is the fact of the economic development of the island contrasts with that. So there's not too much giving them a hard time there, but it's an important question. We've got to develop the economy of the island. How are we going to do that and what impacts does it have?
Are you convinced there are two people among the four of them that would represent Middle well?
Yes, I think all of them would do their best to serve us well.
So in fact the voters of Middle are spoiled for choice, is that what you're saying?
I think the voters of Middle do have an excellent choice.
Yes, it was interesting. Bad start when we couldn't hear them talking. Then they seemed to settle down and we got some quite good answers.
Are you impressed with the choice that you have?
I think so. I think we've got four reasonable candidates there.
Has tonight changed your view of who you'll vote
possibly,
for?
Possibly, yes.
Candidates asked what one thing they'd hoped to achieve in office covered pressing big picture issues. For Howard Quayle, it was an affordable health system, while offering young people more opportunities was the priority for Bill Shimmins. William Bowers called for a more professional government, while Paul Crane urged a reversal in population decline. The meeting's chair, Charles Farger, contrasted the gathering in Middle with that he'd presided over in Douglas Central the previous night.
I think what I did say, I did say it, that the questions which were asked in the Middle today were much more varied and I think were such that there was a much more stimulating opportunity for the candidates to put forward their views to the gathered people. I think it's possibly because Middle is a much wider area. It's largely rural, but also some larger areas of population. So perhaps there's more of a mix with different views and different sort of people who are wanting different things from their candidates.
Well, the quality of the debate really rests on partly the answers given, but to a great extent the questions asked. These weren't things like dog mess on the street, were they? They were big picture issues.
In fact, I think there was, until the end, on when I asked for some questions from the floor, there was only one local issue. The rest of the issues were not only to do with the Isle of Man, but actually to do with the Isle of Man's interfacing with the rest of the world, which, you know, is very impressive. And I think the other thing which did differ was that in the audience in Middle tonight, there was a lot more younger people who seemed to be more active, and that can only be good for democracy.
Do you think the candidates were better prepared here than you saw in Douglas?
I think they were. It isn't a criticism, it's an observation. You've asked me the direct question. I think they were better prepared. Mm. I said it in the public meeting that I think the electorate of Middle have got a difficult choice to make.
Yeah.
There are four very, very good candidates.
Are you impressed with the turnout to these meetings? Because it's been packed to the rafters. It's good, isn't it?
It is, and in comparison to 5 years ago in this very hall, I think there was probably just under 100 last year, but I know from the caretaker that we had 170 this evening. I think that says it all.
And if you're still to make up your mind, there's a second public meeting on Friday at the Memorial Hall in Union Mills from 7:30, where the quartet of candidates will do it all again.
Marion Kenny reporting. Marion, at the public meeting at Moran Primary School last night, a Middle, incidentally, is the subject of tonight's constituency debate on Manx Radio. The four candidates will be in discussion with Roger Watterson live from 6:05. And in Mandate at One today, John Moss catches up with a Middle resident, Dot Tilbury, for today's Parkbench election chat.